Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano Show. All right, one of our all-time favorites, the great writer across the Delaware Valley. You know, I'm looking at coverage of the protest in Delaware yesterday. It was small. But the people that were there, even the people that are kind of mocking them a bit in this media coverage, admit that they show people with masks, some people are social distancing, and the rest of it. J.D. Moline covered the rally in Harrisburg, and what he did, rather than go there and try to, I think, find the outliers, in his column in the Courier-Times today, what I saw at reopened Pennsylvania rally in Harrisburg, a rally to end Governor Tom Wolf's indefinite lockdown, attended by small business owners facing financial ruin. That's JD's lead. That's the way that I see it, of what happened there. And one of the signs said, don't let the mask become a muzzle. Yeah, there's some of that too. And he's also a fan of the handshake as a, outward sign of character. Let's go to J.D. Moline from the Boston Courier-Times and Burlington newspapers. Hey, J.D., welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Nam, how are you?
Very well, J.D. So we played repeatedly this woman that Breitbart interviewed there. You may have seen her. She owns a consignment shop, Kids Clothes, and she just kept on saying, how come I can't sell kids' clothes? I can be much safer, but Walmart and Target, which are right near me, they're knocking me out of business because they're selling that stuff, and they get complaints all the time. You focused in on the core of this. You know, there were outliers there, guns, the whole thing. But what did you find? What did you find at the rally, the people you talked with?
Well, most of the people there were small business owners or employees of small businesses. A lot of construction guys, a lot of young men. I was surprised at that. A lot of young men. This wasn't the Tea Party, you know, where it was people in their 70s and 80s. This was a younger crowd, I'd say. And I, you know, I went there knowing that that's who would be there because I know people who own their own small businesses here in Lower Bucks County who are just sweating bullets. You know, this is not a vacation for them. They're losing money every day. You know, I got four guys. My four surrounding neighbors are all out of work, and I see fear in one of the guys' eyes. So I knew those kinds of people were going to be there. Look, the kook fringe, and I said this to the editors, the kook fringe is always going to be at these kinds of things, and I talked to them too. The AR-15 guys, you know, right. I don't know what the point is of that, but they are the outliers, Dom. Most of the people there are small business guys from small town Pennsylvania. And listen, they're cool with you sheltering at home for as long as you want. Their attitude is, don't force me to do the same thing. I've got a business to run. And think about it, Dom. You know, all of the livid email I've gotten from today's column has come from one source, the PhD moms in the Central County. They're easily triggered, you know. And, you know, they I don't know if they're insulated from men who own their own business, but they're certainly not risk takers. And guys who own their own businesses are risk takers. You know, that's their nature. So the coronavirus isn't going to scare them. And they do recognize the masks and all of that social distancing stuff. They, I think, would abide by all of those CDC guidelines. But they need to get their businesses up and running again. You know, there are guys there, they're all literally weeks from being out of business.
Yeah. And these people that, you know, give you the blowback, I forget, the Pilates moms, I think you called them one time, yeah. And their McMansions and the others, they can work from home or they have the ability to, they're insulated from this. We've been talking about the national media has employment privilege. They're all working. They're getting basically the same money, some of them millions of dollars. And they just want to rain down on these people that want to work, want to do it in the best environment imaginable, but say they can't go out of business. They have to do something.
Yeah, and the ironic part is that, you know, even the guys who are deemed essential businesses, I talked to a guy who owns a marina here in Tullytown, and he's open for business. There's no business because everybody, all of his clients, his customers, they're out of work and don't have any money. So it's a real mess. I talked with a woman from upstate PA, from Lancaster, PA. She owns her own cleaning business, and she's got 20 employees. Well, she's got no business because all of the offices that she cleans are closed by the governor's orders. And the people whose homes she cleaned, they tend to be older people. They don't want her or her employees coming into their house. So her payroll has shrunk by 2/3. Her people are sitting idle. It's painful. They have mortgages and rents to pay. And it's painful for these people to see. And it was very clear if anybody in my line of work would go out there and fair-mindedly cover those people, they're not the AR-15 guys, the open carry guys, the guys in the military fatigues, whether they were in the military or not is a question. You know, they're ordinary Pennsylvanians, and they deserve a fair shake in the media.
Fair shake. There we go. You segued right into it. Your other column, Dan and I were saving till we got you on. I wanted to tell you, said, no, wait till you get JD on, about the handshake and that the handshake will come back. And I think you even wrote at some point in there about it's a test of character. Really?
Yeah, I think you can tell a lot about a guy, particularly a guy's character by his handshake. I mean, is it weak, firm, vice-like, fishy, damp? Is he one of those double-hander guys? Is he one of those guys like Bill Clinton? Dom, you and I are in a line of work where we shake a lot of hands.
Yes.
And at times with very famous people. We've shook Bill Clinton, Barack Obama. And, you know, Clinton, his hand is very soft like cotton candy. But he does this thing where he comes up to you, he shakes your hand, and he grabs your upper arm.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's like a dominant thing. You know, the first time I met Barack Obama, he was in Falls Township here in Bucks. And he was at the Gamesa windmill plant, now out of business. And he shook his hand, okay. But I noticed as he's walking away, like his aide is squirting Purell or hand sanitizer. He's, you know, cleansing himself of the great unwashed germs, you know. So, yeah, I think you can tell a lot about a guy. I mean, what does it say about a guy who squirts Purell in his hands after he shakes yours? I mean, you know, what does it say?
Well, I'll tell you, my handshaking story, when I was on my first job interviews and all that, I felt maybe my hand sweats a little bit. I actually got JD a little rosin bag, like pictures, I mean, tiny, put it in my pocket, and I would do the rosin before I'd go in for the interview for the handshake. Because you can't be too careful about this
stuff. Well, so you agree with me. You can. You know that people are making a judgment on you by your handshake. You know, I used to bust on the Mike Fitzpatrick, rest his soul. He had this, when he shook my hand, it was always like a vice-like grip, like he was the alpha dog. I said, get out of here. What are you doing with that? Stop that. What are you trying to prove?
I don't think you've ever shaken... Murphy. Have you ever shaken hands with Dan, my producer? I don't think so yet.
I don't think so.
Okay. It's a vice-like grip. It's almost superhuman that you feel. What kind of response did you get to that column?
Again, you know, I am on a roll with the coronavirus columns triggering the PhD moms. It's almost like 80 to 90% of my mail and phone calls are from these triggered women in the central county. And they just, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the PA Indivisible people and they're sending my stuff around, but they really hated it too. And I'm asking them, well, what what would the alternative be? You know, well, we shouldn't shake hands, you know, and well, what's the alternative? And one woman said, well, maybe we could bump shoes. And I'm like, what? You got that PhD, and look what you're saying. I mean, come on, bump shoes? Yeah. That's
well,
sort of odd.
You know? I'll tell you the one that I hope goes is the bro hug. I'm not a fan of the bro hug. It's too complicated, too much stuff going on with it. I can't picture J.D. Mulane doing the bro hug either, but maybe.
With the closest friends I am, but that's a third-degree felony in New Jersey now, so watch yourself. You're going to end up on a niche line.
I know you have a staff meeting here. Where do we find you, J.D.? What days of the week do you write 700 words three times a week, mow your own lawn, and all that
I
stuff?
I do, yes. Yeah, I do that. Yeah. I still do that. Yes, all of that. I'm in the Bucks County Courier Times, the intel.com, and the Burlington County Times. You can Google my name online or go to couriertimes.com, theintel.com, two L's, or Burlington County Times. Just search my name, and all the columns will come up.
Hey, J.D., parting. No, I should have said parting. You had a column. I didn't read it because I was busy this morning, but I put it in the stack here. Burlington County, where you wrote, are people actually wanting to self-pump their gas over in Burlington County?
Yeah, you know, people are divided. You know, it's always like a conventional wisdom that people in New Jersey want their gas pumped, and I think there's a percentage of those people who don't want to part with that. But most people I talk to, they're fine with pumping their own gas, mostly because they come over to PA or Delaware or New York and they pump their own. So it's not like they've never done it. The gas station attendants, the guys who do pump the gas, are usually young guys, you know, with that's like their second job. You know, they prefer to have that work, you know, especially at a time of virus when everybody's out of work. So, yeah, I'm not so sure that I doubt Phil Murphy. I think he's talked about this. He's not going to get rid of that, you know. But the people of New Jersey, I think, would be okay as long as it's temporary, I think. I don't think it could be something that was permanent in New Jersey.
Ah, that's a good solution. All right, J.D., thank you as always. Love the stuff, of course. Thanks, J.D.
Sure, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.